After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads from over 200 countries and your number one source in after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey guys, you're watching the after show for Real Housewives of Orange County, The Reunion, Part 2. I'm Sterling Cates, and with me this week is Grant and April. Hey guys.
Hi.
Hi. So we have our second part of The Reunion, and it was a lot of, you know, what we've seen this season, and last week we talked a lot about Shannon's marriage and that whole thing, and we talked a little bit more about it this week. It seems like she's really happy, and they're on the right track there. What do you guys think about that?
It definitely seems like they're genuinely happy. I love to hear that they've gone on 4 trips in the last 3 months when it took 13 years for them to go on even one. So that seems like a move in the right direction.
Yeah, everything seems like a good sign to me.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see that they went away and they seem happy. And apparently they've been spotted out recently, so that's good.
She went as far to say that the show kind of saved her marriage. What did you guys think about that comment? It's because you never, on these reality shows, you never really see someone, you see a lot of marriages be ruined by shows like this.
Right.
But the fact that this, I guess, was a wake-up call for her and David.
I mean, I guess you never know what can happen on these shows.
Yeah.
Just like Tamara had the same reaction that I did, I think. I was just kind of like, what? But, you know, if the show in any way helped her marriage, then that's a good thing, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of crazy that she thinks that, but
I feel like there's always, like, that one exception, though. Like, if we think of all the marriages just in Housewives history alone, like, I don't know, eventually, if the odds are out there, eventually one will actually benefit from the show.
Right.
I guess, and so it took, like, 9 seasons just in Real Housewives of Orange County land for it to finally work. But, you know, I kind of eat my words from earlier in the season because I said, you know, oh, she's got all the signs against her of a divorce next season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember, like, I think I was saying something along the lines of, like, this time next season, like, we'll be hearing about her, the divorce that she's in.
Right.
Because we've just seen that pattern so many times. So it's refreshing and it's good for reality TV and good for Housewives in general, just that it's, you know, working out. And I'm glad. I'm glad it's, I mean, how many marriages ending do we have to see?
Right.
You know, it's a different story for once.
I think that's the great part about these reunion shows is that hindsight is 20/20. And so even if it's, you know, a marriage or a fight that broke out or whatever, when these women are looking back on it, they can apologize for certain things that they said in the heat of the moment, or they can reflect on relationships they have. So I think that's really what helped Shannon and David in this circumstance, it seems like what they need to work on and that whole thing. So that was just a brief thing that happened this episode that we'll talk about. But the other thing that I want to get out of the way before we get into the more of the meat of the episode was the Heather fake phone call during that fight with Shannon at Shannon's party. You and I talked about this when it happened in the season. Do you guys think that was a fake phone call, her saying it was her kid on the line, or do you think that she's being honest when she's saying that it wasn't?
I know y'all disagree with me, but I think Heather made a great point and saved herself whenever she said the Terry thing. I completely believe her. Terry does seem like the kind of guy, and we've seen him do it before, who would be like, what? Wait, what are you talking about? If he had no idea that it was happening. So that, before I did think it was fake, but whenever she said that, I'm like, oh, good point. Makes sense. Yeah. So I don't know.
I don't know. I just always feel like Terry and Heather are on the same page with whatever they're doing, just as, because they're always so in on all this drama, always, you know, defending each other, or having each other's backs. So I just really feel like it wasn't, it just felt very fake.
I mean, it was convincing in her answer, and I don't really know. I'm kind of one of those people that's, like, stuck in the middle. I feel like, because I don't really enjoy her that much, I'd like to say that it's fake. But I agree with you, like, I don't know, especially, like, most, I feel like most guys and, like, husbands aren't that quick when it comes to, like, picking up on their spouse if they're trying to, like, do something. Like, I feel like if, like, you know, if, like, if someone had, we see it in movies and even in TV, like, I'm gonna give you a sign when I'm ready to go. And, like, the person will, like do it and do it and do it, and, like, the guys are just clueless. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I also do agree with Heather that, you know, she has a strong enough personality to where she can get herself out of a conversation. She doesn't need to fake a phone call. So, and when she said, yes, I agree, it was good timing, it does seem like it could have been super fake. But the fact that she, I can hold my own in any conversation, and if she wants to get out of it, she will. So, I mean, at, on that side of it could be. I really want to know, though, if it was fake. But if her phone didn't light up, then that was just.
I kind of wanted to talk about.
I wanted to see what you guys thought about that. But okay, let's get into Tamara and Lizzie. So this whole relationship between the two of these ladies kind of blew up in Bali. Like before, they were super close this whole season. Ever since Lizzie was introduced, it always seemed like Tamara was her kind of lifeline. On it was kind of what kept her connected. I felt like they were friends, and I before the whole Bali thing blew up.
I just kind of thought that she Lizzie was more of a floater. I really didn't see her and Tamara as being pretty close. That's just my perspective.
But she wasn't like close with Vicky, because we all know the situation. Every time Vicky like introduced herself when they saw each other, and we've definitely seen introduced herself like 15 times this season. So I just felt like Tamara was kind of that, the constant. She was always nice to her, that sort of thing. But as she got to see Tamara and see how Tamara talks about everyone else, I felt like that was kind of the breaking point for Lizzie, and that's kind of what brought the whole... Well, no, it was really the birthday party.
Yeah.
Which she's still very upset about.
And this is... it's the craziest thing to me that this is still being talked about, and the fact that... I mean, Tamara has apologized for it, but Tamara made herself... look a little better tonight to me whenever she was like, I was trying to get my mom, which I know, to take care of her daughter, which she said that before. She said that she was working things out, but that's the first time we've heard, like, an actual explanation or an actual reason or way that she was trying to get things worked out. And she apologized, and was, and it seemed legitimate, but then it came up later in the episode again, and it's like, wait, didn't y'all just talk about this and work this out, and you apologized, and you said it's okay, and now it's...
It was interesting to me that Tamara said tonight on the show that she gave Lizzie a 1-year membership to her gym to apologize for not making her birthday. They didn't never mention that on the show. I thought that was super funny.
It was
just laughable because she made it seem like it was so huge. Like, I give you a 1-year subscription to my gym.
You're welcome. Like, you never thank me for that. I don't know. The whole thing just seems a bit ridiculous between Tamara and Lizzie. But at the same time, it's funny because it seems like Tamara hates Lizzie so much, even to this day, over all that stuff. She always refers to her as this one or never says her name or addresses her directly.
Well, Lizzie should be happy about that because she's making her relevant.
Right.
You know, she's calling her out and making her seem like she's like more a part of the show than she really was. I don't know. I mean, you know, I read the comments from last week, and it seems that people really seem to like Lizzie, and so maybe I should probably have given her more of a chance this season.
Yeah.
I just was kind of done with her, but I looked at her on the couch when she was going against Tamara, and I was like, you know what? I think this girl has another season in her. What do you think? Do you think?
Yeah, I think she does. I think she's making herself more relevant now. What did you guys think about the comment Lizzie made about Tamara wanting kids and the whole, she said, this is a woman who's done everything she wants in her life?
I still think it's too far.
That is far. Yeah.
That's like saying, like, okay, you've accomplished everything you've wanted to in life, so you're good. That just, like, hit me because I'm like, you're basically telling her, like, your life is done.
You're
cruising.
Yeah.
And it's just so rude to me.
Yeah, well, if Tamara wants more kids, she has every right to want more kids. Exactly. It's not really any of her business. But like Lizzie said, she does have a right to her own opinion. But that is a very personal opinion to have about someone else.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's not even involved in your life.
Because correct me if I'm wrong, but Tamara never mentioned anything about Lizzie wanting to have another kid. Did she ever really slam Lizzie for wanting to have a third child?
Well, no. There was something, though, about the whole thing about the Mary Shag Kill game that that Vicky said she wanted to, whether it was Mary or, you know, expletive, to shag.
Yeah.
About having kids. Didn't something happen with that
last
week?
Well, having beautiful Italian babies.
Yeah, about having that comment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, about having beautiful, like, mixed Italian babies or whatever. Yeah. And that was sensitive for Tamara because she wanted kids and mm-hmm. for someone to make that comment. So I think that's why it was a little sensitive for her.
I think talking about the kids with, you know, especially when Tamara brought up the comment about Lizzie's children is never something that they should talk about.
Right.
And it's just, especially when you know that someone is, you know, on up there past the age of typically having children, it's just something that you don't mess with. So even if it is her opinion, she of course is entitled to her opinion and can say whatever she thinks. But it's like, there are some things that you can have an opinion on that you just might not need to say.
Right.
Keep it in your head.
Exactly.
Don't say it out loud.
Yeah.
And the thing
about Lizzie, though, is I like Lizzie. I don't, again, we've talked about her relevance on the show and whether or not she's, you know, someone we could live without.
Yeah.
And we probably could. Mm-hmm. But the fact is that she only says stuff that we have seen footage of, it's been on camera, everything she's told Vicky or everything she's told Shannon, we know happened. Mm-hmm. And, like, she's not stretching the truth. She'll say, and she'll own up to whatever she said.
Right. True,
so
true.
I do respect that about her. She said, no, I didn't say that, or yes, I did say that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what makes me a little skeptical about the whole Mary Shag Kill game. And because I don't think Lizzie would say something that there was documentation of. But again, we haven't even seen that scene.
Right.
In the show. So, and we know they have it on camera. Why aren't they showing us?
I don't know. Maybe we still have the lost footage. So,
well,
people
commented, said they showed it. Now, the three of us have not seen it.
Yeah.
And we've been covering this show in depth.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's something that's been talked about so much on the show that they've for sure would have done a replay.
Yeah.
Would have done a flashback. And I Googled it to just see if we could have a scene of it or see if we can confirm like what it was. I couldn't find anything. It was all just blog articles about, you know, mm-hmm. she said, he said, she said stuff.
Right.
It was never a definitive answer.
I don't think that will ever come to an end. I mean, we saw it tonight. She won't admit that she said the F word, and then maybe she didn't, but the other one thinks she did. So it's just, like, no one's going to own up to it. It's just, like,
it's like the story of Real Housewives.
Yeah,
it's
just let it go.
We never know what happened.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that will be something, like, if Lizzie comes back next season, they'll, like, she'll say something like, oh, you never, you know, you never let anything go or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, like, because what am I talking about? I can't keep track.
So many thoughts. So many Real Housewives thoughts are just right.
I just feel like that's something they'll throw back to because, like, they'll just never be resolved, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
And if that's still a problem, then Lizzie and Tamara will never get along if something's so stupid, though.
It kind of reminds me of the situation that happened whenever Gretchen first came on. Obviously, totally different topics as far as, like, what they were arguing about.
Right.
But for some reason, I find it very strange that Tamara does seem to get into these unending arguments with the young, beautiful new housewife.
Yeah.
Because she's,
like,
you know, she's the hottest housewife.
Yeah.
I think she does feel, she feels more vulnerable around them.
Yeah. Heather would punch you in the face if you said that.
Exactly. and she just, I don't know, I think there's definitely a jealousy factor that she would never admit to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But although Tamara's beautiful, I mean, she looks great. She, of course,
has getting some fillers.
She's, a few fillers. Maybe she's apparently beginning to get her lips injected for years. But
I think what you're referencing is when they had the evil eye hat, like, at a summer party. It was, like, the premiere episode. And they went back and forth all season if Gretchen gave Tamara the evil eye with the hat, and then that came up again with Brooks about the evil eye.
Yeah.
Just like that. You're right, though. That's a common thing with Tamara. These things that never come to a resolution. It's just like, did it happen? Did it not? Did you give me the evil eye? Like, you can't prove it. You'll never know. It's
like,
oh, please.
Yeah, so Tamara kind of told Lizzie that she was the ringleader in all of this drama that was happening, whatever. But do you guys really think that Lizzie had that much power in that situation? I didn't think of her as a ringleader by any means.
I think she started it semi in Bali whenever she brought up the thing about Tamara talking about Brooks and saying that he was a creep and that sort of thing. And then the rest kind of snowballed. And then everyone threw their opinion in and threw, Tamara said this to me and she did this to you and yada, yada, yada. I don't think it's totally Lizzie's fault.
Right.
Lizzie barely spoke at that dinner when they were all together anyway. So there's no way she could be considered the ringleader of it, I think.
No. I agree.
I think Lizzie was just nervous that she realized in Bali that she's with this woman that creates all these drama and all these lies. And, like, I think it was kind of, like, more like, oh, my God, like, I've kind of been, like, let on, and it was kind of, that was how she kind of processed it, I think, and she realized that the cameras are there, so she now was going to look kind of stupid because of this reveal,
right?
And I that's why I think she's tried to distance herself so much from Tamara, like she won't even like hear her out.
Yeah, my thing with Lizzie is that I don't think that she's malicious by any means.
No.
I feel like her presence on the show has been very genuine, just trying to be everyone's friends, and like you were saying, that she did kind of fall under Tamara's trap, per se, and that's a little harsh to say, but like, I guess that moment in Bali where she realized, wow, she's been saying all of this stuff to all these people, and now it's all kind of coming to a head here, and she, like you said, probably felt a little dumb.
Yeah.
But they've all been saying bad stuff about each other, so that's why it's like, why is it so put on Tamara?
Yeah, right.
I mean, they, of course, she did things that were a little more harsh than the others, but it's like, they all talked about each other. Vicky said stuff about Tamara all season.
Right.
It's just, so why is it just her fault? Why is no one else talking about that? It's just, Tamara said this about me and did this to me, and Heather said this about me. So it's like, wait, the rest of you said the same thing, so own up to it. I don't know.
Do you think that Heather got a pass during this reunion?
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, she did. I actually really liked Heather in this reunion. Mm-hmm. She was, yay, I loved
finally.
Her little comments.
Yeah.
I know, yay, finally. I was very
excited. Yeah, I give it to her.
I totally flipped my opinion on Heather just from the past few episodes. And I think the reason is because she's not the center of the drama. Usually when she is, I can't handle her.
My opinion hasn't changed completely. Like, I still think, like, she's, like, difficult at times, and you gotta kind of watch what you say around her.
Right.
Not that she's gonna repeat it, but just, like, she's one of those people that will kind of make you feel stupid.
Oh, right. 100%.
That I don't like. I think, so it's, like, one of those people I still, like, don't know if I could be cool with her.
Yeah.
But for the TV purposes, she was good.
No, for TV purposes, I love that about her because I find it so entertaining that she's just so short with people so I'm so much better than you, and she knows it. And I find that really entertaining.
Everyone seems so afraid to get into a fight with Tamara, but I'm like, I would be more afraid to get into a fight with Heather because it's like she just keeps her cool whenever everyone else is losing it, and she can just look at you and make you feel like, are
those
you kidding
eyes,
me? This is ridiculous.
That look she gives people, I would not want to cross her in a dark alley.
That's someone who has an opinion. And they believe, live, and breathe that opinion, and they're rarely ever going to change it. Like, that's one of, like, a real, like, steadfast, like, New Yorker, like she said.
Yeah. Right. And I got to say, but when she did bring up that she said that she's noticed that she talks slower on the show because she's kind of thinking about what she's saying, it does make, by her doing that, it makes her seem even more so like she's talking down on people. Mm-hmm. Like when someone's like spelling it out for you, like, do you understand? Because she does
it all the time.
And that makes it even worse than what you were going to say.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really trying to spell every word out you say, that just is the biggest insult you can do to someone.
While we're talking about it, how funny is it whenever Lizzie said disgenuine and Heather just made the most rancid, stank face?
She was physically affected by that word.
Well, the thing is with Lizzie, she adds dis in front of almost any word.
What was the other
one
she
said? It was like dis, I don't know, but she said dis something that wasn't a real word, but she always adds that to almost any word. That's not how the English language works.
Although, I don't know, if someone caught me on a reunion, I'll give Lizzie a little defense. Like, if someone caught me, like, in the heat of the moment, like, I'm sure maybe I would say a word that was, like, questionable, like, my grammar would be backed up a little bit, like, weird.
Of course.
So, like, I'll give it to her, but I mean, I'm sure I'd do it on the show.
Yeah, and Lizzie was very emotional this part of the reunion, but we saw before that she wasn't in the pictures at the end, but she didn't storm out of this.
No, I really thought she was going to leave.
I am interested in kind of how that played out at the end, where she didn't stay for the picture.
Right.
Maybe she just had to go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been, like, made such a big deal about, but maybe, I mean, maybe her kid was sick. You never know.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we hear that it takes hours, so who knows? Yeah.
I don't know. But one thing I'm going to say about the whole Tamara, Lizzie thing before we move on, it doesn't really have anything to do with Lizzie, per usual, but it, the way Tamara always brought it back to Shannon, and she kind of compared the two situations, Tamara and Shannon versus Tamara and Lizzie, and Tamara seemed like she was really genuine about apologizing to Shannon, and it seems like she really felt bad for, mm-hmm. you know, kind of spreading all that drama and probably ways she shouldn't have.
I think she's probably realizing now that she's going through so much stuff in her personal life, and it's being talked about in all of these negative ways, that she definitely went too far and said things about someone's marriage that you should never say and that you should never spread. You know, Shannon was trusting to her, so.
Yeah. Well, and the other part is that it's a huge difference between starting stuff about someone else's marriage versus mm-hmm. not going to someone's birthday party. Like, that whole thing is just, like, completely different spectrums. And if she didn't feel bad about, you know, causing a rift in Shannon's marriage, then there would just really not be any hope for her forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Okay, so before we move into the Tamara and Vicky situation, we have some exciting stuff to talk about with Birchbox.
Yes, ladies. So Birchbox is something that every lady needs. Basically, if you want to know about new hair products, makeup, anything beauty-wise, Birchbox is for you. It's $10 a month, and you get all kinds of different beauty products from huge lines, Smashbox, Beauty Protector, Benefit. It's something that is beneficial. You can, if you get a product and you really like it, then you can buy it in their online store. And for a short time, you can use the promo code AFTERBUZZ and get 100 Birchbox points with the purchase of your subscription. So that's $10 to spend toward your new favorite products.
Nice.
So it's definitely something that every lady needs, and you get it every month, and plethora of new products to try out.
Right.
What more could you want?
Yeah, and use that promo code AFTERBUZZ. Mm-hmm. We're here for you guys.
And I believe there's like an online magazine as well, that the subscription that comes with it, that is somewhere in there. So... sounds interesting. Check it
out.
Sounds
like a great deal to me. Yeah. All right, let's get back into it. We'll talk about Tamara and Vicky. Mm-hmm. So these are like, to me, it's like the OGs of the OC, you know?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Do you guys like that there's so much tension between the two of them? Like,
no.
That they're not even, like, faking it? It's sad that they, like, in their real lives, that they're not friends anymore, it seems like.
To me, though, it seems like they're off for now, but I think that it's totally recoverable.
Yeah.
Is that a word, Heather? I think that they'll be fine.
Yeah.
And I think that, but it's going to take some time.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those friendships where they're on and they're off. But Tamara really, by basically just telling her to go F herself, was really
that was
the worst
too far.
Thing
you can't
could
say,
do.
Yeah, you cannot say that to someone.
They said worse to each
other.
Well,
no, I mean, at that point, though, you can't go, I don't know, I just...
But you can tell, even though they both take these crazy little digs at each other like that you should never say to someone, especially someone that you love and is one of your best friends.
Right.
I feel like even after they say, you can tell, but it's because they're so upset and they're so hurt.
Yeah.
You know, Tamara, you know, shoots a lot off all the time that she shouldn't say. But,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and she even in this episode apologized. She's like, I'm sorry for saying that, but...
Yeah.
You know, they say things all the time to each other. You can tell even when they're arguing that they're upset that they're arguing.
Yeah.
So that's why I say
true.
It's definitely something they say these below-the-belt digs to each other all the time, but, you know, they'll make up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've come back from worse.
Yeah. I think that they're just hurt with each other. I don't think that they hate each other where
right.
it's like, you know, just like forget it, like get this woman out of my life. I think it's more just like time will heal.
Yeah.
And they'll come back. And they have this common bond through the show. And, you know, hopefully these rumors are, like, just rumors that, you know, not everyone will return.
Right.
But I think, like, Tamara is probably one of the more safest housewives next to Vicky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is one thing I want to talk about. So I'm going to say the end part first, and then I'm going to go back to the beginning. But so at the end of their argument there, Tamara made a comment that Vicky had texted her or, like, told her privately that if she continued to talk about Brooks, blah, 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 that she was going to start some rumors, I guess, or start something that there's a problem with Tamara and Eddie and kind of start rumors about their marriage and this whole thing. And Tamara said that. She said that Vicky made that threat that she would do that. And Vicky said, no, I haven't. No, I haven't. But before she's, it kind of seemed like she was saying there was something happening there between Eddie and Tamara, that there might be some like problems and paradise there. She said there's someone, because when Tamara said there's someone better for you than Brooks to Vicky, Vicky said, she either said there's someone better than Eddie, or she said there's someone better for Eddie.
I heard that she said there's someone better for Eddie.
Yeah, but that's why the second time
no one heard.
Yeah, because we rewound it. Oh, yeah. God, that's a word you never say in real life. We rewound it. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Anyways.
Heather says you're good.
Yeah. We were around it and watched it a second time, because that first time I was like, wait, did she really just say that? Uh-huh. But we have the captions on, and they didn't even include that in the caption. So it was just under her breath. She said it really quick. Yeah. But mm-hmm. we caught it, though, and she said there's someone better for Eddie. Mm-hmm. And that really threw me off.
That's a terrible thing to say.
That is so below the belt.
I feel like maybe now that Tamara's seen that could have something to do with the problems in their relationships that we don't know about right now, the problem in their friendship.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I heard the other part differently, though. I thought that Tamara, whenever Tamara said to Vicky, cause rumors, yada, yada, yada. Vicky said, but I didn't.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. she kind of just did, though.
But I'm saying, like, she didn't deny that she said that.
Right, exactly. She didn't deny that she said it, but she said, but I didn't do it.
Just so casually, like, but I didn't do that. Yeah. You just didn't.
Vicky can't go on there and accuse Tamara of being unhappy in her marriage or whatever it is mm-hmm. when she knows what it feels like to have that kind of pressure, you know, with her relationship with Brooks. There's mm-hmm. so much negative attention to it, and the fact that she would even consider putting something like that on Tamara is just, it was really surprising for me. That was like one of the, I love Vicky so much, I don't want her to do that.
See, what I caught was Vicky said that Tamara's like, she said, you're miserable, you're bitter, and you're so happily married, but you're angry.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very revealing, because in the press, like, there's been a lot of rumors that there really is trouble with Tamara and Eddie.
Yeah, so do you think there's truth to it?
I didn't, and now after these comments, I kind of do believe it.
Yeah.
Because Vicky is the queen of kind of pulling stuff out and information out without actually saying it. She's like, but if you're so happily married, then why are you so angry all the time? That's so Vicky to say that.
And she seemed very passionate about what she was saying when she was saying you're supposed to get better, better, and better, but you keep getting bitter and bitter and bitter. Mm-hmm. So it was interesting that Vicky did have all of these opinions about whatever is happening with Tamara. Mm-hmm. And I really hope it's not with problems with Eddie. I love Eddie.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, maybe the reason why they're not having a child has something to do with it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope not. I mean, like, the thing is, though, they went into that business together, mm-hmm. and sometimes business can really put a strain on things, you know? It's like, there's, like, life with, like, their marriage, and then there's business.
Yeah.
And that one could easily be affecting the other. I don't know. I thought the gym was doing very well, but if she's going on a free membership to Lizzie, I don't know.
I read today, though, that now that the gym is, like, just running smoothly, everything's going great, that Tamara's getting back into real estate. So maybe
it has been an issue,
and she's trying to work it out, taking steps to make it better.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was really interesting about, I don't think Vicky would make stuff up, though, about Eddie and Tamara. I just don't think she would just pull it out of thin air and say, mm-hmm. I'm going to make up all these stuff up about you. If there is something there, I don't think she would have made it up. I think she's probably going off of something that's real.
Right. But it's also sad because it's like, that's going to take it too far right there. If she reveals something that Tamara's told her that she doesn't want to be revealed, that's going to for sure take it too far. So thankfully she just had her little quip and said whatever and it ended there. But
I thought it was going to get real bad when they admitted that they both knew deep, dark secrets about each other.
Yeah.
And I was like, uh-oh, here we go.
That's terrifying, though, like knowing someone who you're kind of on the outs with, mm-hmm. knowing that they know so much personal information about you and that they can really, they're kind of armed with all mm-hmm. of that information. And so whether or not you can trust them to keep mm-hmm. it, even though you are, you know, having disagreements and the whole thing. So
Nothing too crazy has come out about them so far. No. So I feel like hopefully they are still.
It seems like it's pretty equal, though. Like, I feel like Tamara knows equally as much as much information about Vicky than that Vicky knows about her. So really, if she tells someone, then Vicky will be like, oh, but remember that one time when you, like,
Not only that, these women are armed with a lot of followers, platforms, radar online, what have you.
Yeah.
AfterBuzz.
Us talking about for half an hour.
Hey, they can go after an open platform. Tamara can come and talk to me anytime she wants. But, they have, like, these platforms where they can really, like, rip into each other. And I think that's more scary than anything else than just having someone know stuff. Like, who are you going to tell? Like, are you really going to ruin me? But when you have a platform like they have, it's like extra scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You gotta be so careful. But I mean, I want to see them be friends again. Yeah. I predict that they will.
I don't think their relationship is over. That's for sure.
No.
Okay, so let's wrap this up a little bit with where everyone stands with everyone. Mm-hmm. So we have Heather, who kind of is on good terms with everyone.
It seems like.
Is that normal for her? Like, what?
It seems like her and Shannon are still a little
iffy,
she seems relatively good with everyone. Obviously still BFFs with Tamara. So.
Yeah, right. I don't see Tamara and Lizzie being friends anytime soon.
Don't see
Shannon and Tamara being friends anytime soon. I feel like they've gotten their apologies out. They're kind of on the, got that over with. But I don't see Shannon trusting Tamara.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'd say like okay place. Not good place.
Right.
Okay,
They're civil. Yeah. I don't think this is anything that's going to go further, though. I don't see them being best friends next season.
No.
Something that we have been hearing about since the reunion taped is we kind of mentioned it earlier about how Lizzie was so upset because her kids were mentioned and yada, yada, yada. And so, from what we heard, the only comment that Tamara said was about the kids punching. Like, your kids punch you in your face, and you said you were going to leave your husband, and she obviously got very, very upset about that.
She did get really... That's also another low blow. You can't make these comments about people's families. Like, you can not come to the birthday party. You can say whatever you want about that person, but when you go that deep into someone, talking about someone's relationship with their husband or their relationship with their kids, that's just too far.
Leave the kids out of it. And one thing these housewives, they all do, I'm so sick of it, is like, on my kid's life.
Right.
Like, can you not really, like,
oh my
do that?
Yeah,
it's the worst thing you can do. Tamara's always done it.
Yeah.
She's always done it.
Oh my God.
Did you like the Gina Keo shout out they gave? Like, she supported Tamara in the custody battle. I like that. I wish they would have brought Gina on to say it, but.
Yeah. Get an exclusive there.
Next season.
Yeah. Okay, shall we get into predictions?
Yeah.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Kind of talked about it a little bit already. We kind of just were getting into that. Mm-hmm. But I think they're all going to be back next season. Like, there's no way Tamara's not going to be on the show.
Yeah.
Like, give me a break.
Right. I think they're going to be back, too, but I think there'll be a new one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what these shows need to do in general. Like, if you look at The Real Housewives of Atlanta, they're beefing up their cast. They're bringing everybody back, and they're bringing back two new people on top of, like, already, I believe they have, like, 7 or 8 housewives. So, like, that's really, I think, the new wave of where they need to go with these shows.
Right.
To keep them fresh and interesting and to keep people talking about them and to keep getting press, because the more housewives, the more people out there promoting it. And this show's always had a smaller cast, and I feel like now they need to really beef it up, be more competitive. There's plenty of people to pull from, so I want to see a new housewife. It's interesting that we had Danielle because she was through the entire season of the show. Mm-hmm. We saw her up until the very end, and they never even used her. So, like, she was, like, the biggest winner in all this.
Yeah.
Because she got, like, all these trips and exposure, but she didn't have to do anything.
Exactly.
I mean, so, like, I just want to see, like, obviously there's that place
where
that she was supposed to have. We need someone
big there. I thought it was interesting because the two, like, flashbacks they used of Danielle in this reunion was kind of, those were like the only two things she said all season, and like they made it in the reunion flashbacks, and I was just like, why are you trying to make her I made it. But I feel like that was kind of her trial run, like, to whether or not they want to bring her on as a legit housewife. But I don't think she's right for it. But I would like to see everyone back and a new addition.
Mm-hmm.
Also, because this whole season was just so repetitive with the drama. It was the same issues over and over. I mean, we talked about someone arguing over a chair for at least 5 episodes.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see more people, more you know, fresh drama, whatever it is. Now, but
should we bring anyone back or are we good? Just new. What do you think?
I know we talked about that before. I would love to see an old housewife back and a new housewife only because Orange County, like their intro with the oranges, it's so bare in comparison to everyone else's.
True. Yeah.
You look at everyone has like six housewives at least, and they just look so like,
we're
just tiny in there, just so few of
five best friends.
Yeah. I would love to see an old housewife come back and a new housewife.
Yeah, I agree with that. That would be interesting.
Right.
But yeah.
But which one?
I wonder what, because they're going to do the secrets revealed and all that stuff. I wonder if it's going to be anything like actually.
Maybe we'll see the clip.
Shocking.
Maybe we'll see the Mary. Versus Shaq.
I've got to say, I am so surprised that we still don't know the answer to that. Mm-hmm. If it was, which one was it? They should have even said it on the reunion.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Andy should have been like, okay, well, we have the answer. Yeah. What was said?
I don't know. I think the unseen footage to me is always like really hokey.
Yeah.
Because it's like, they had one from like New Jersey and Andy Cohen narrated. He was like, sometimes Melania gets bullied at school. And then like they cut to like her coming home complaining about it. It's like, oh, Lord, it's almost too, like, mainstream, like Main Street pedestrian.
Yeah.
But sometimes it ends up kind of, like, making me like the people that I saw less of more. Right. Like, I feel like my prediction is, with this unforeseen, unseen footage, that I might like Lizzie a little bit more because maybe I'll see her actually, like, do a little
and
more
And
real-life
situation. Yeah, exactly.
So. I think so, too. Tonight made me like her more, and I feel like I can only go up from here at this point with her.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the last thing I'm going to say about this Mary Shag Kill thing because I just keep thinking about it, and I'm sorry we keep talking about it. But this is the thing. If we had seen the clip and if they have done it in flashbacks, like we've gotten comments about, if that has happened, this still wouldn't be an argument. They would just show the clip, and then Lizzie can't say it was different. But the fact that they keep dragging it on is like we'll never know now if they don't show it again. You know, like if there's a footage of her saying I want to shag your husband or whatever it is, then that would be the end of the
right.
problem. So I think that's exactly why they didn't show us. So we're sitting here talking about it right now for
a few
minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are.
The season opens next year.
Yeah,
and it's
season 10. What would Nietzsche say? No, that would be the worst.
No doubt.
Okay. All right. Well, that about does it for us.
Yeah. It does.
Okay, April, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at April Wissenhant.
You can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll see you in season 10.
Yeah.
See you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, OC.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.